Now from hitting the heavy bags to the speed balls, skipping, hopping around with assured mobility and stretching, it is seemingly hard to tell that Joseph Agbeko is over 40. At his age, he is still going strong at the Second South Gym at the foot of the Gulf of Guinea with one hope: to win a world title again. The long road for the man nicknamed King Kong began in 1998. It is a career that has taken him from Bukom to the bright lights of the United States and to a world title. A belt he retained twice before losing to Yoni Perez in 2009. The title switched hands again when he won the rematch in 2010 against Perez. The back-to-back losses against Mexican Abner Mares were what in many ways has set him on the path he is on now. Agbeko has never quite reached those heights again since, but is optimistic of a return soon.
Every fighter's focus, once you start boxing and you are determined to be a professional boxer, definitely your main focus is to become a champion. So in every boxer's life who has been a champion before, believe me, the first day that you win a title is the most special day in your life or in your career. But losing it and winning it back again is the sweetest victory. You know, it's the sweetest. And I've enjoyed that a few times, and I would definitely enjoy that again before I retire. I retire out of boxing.
So you want to win the world title?
I'm rated number 3 in the world, so you definitely should know that I want to win a world title. I wouldn't put myself there for nothing. Yeah. Currently, the WBO champion at my division is my friend, John Real. We've worked together in the same gym in Vegas. We sparred once, so I know him. He's to me, he is the most toughest opponent right now. He and the Japanese guy, Inoue, they are the toughest right now. And I know him. I know him very well. I've seen Inoue. I don't want to put my focus on any of them. Yeah. I am training. I believe within me, I have what it takes to win a championship again, to win the title again. Once they put it out there, Joseph Agbeko is fighting for the championship, WBC, WBA, WBO, which any other title, whoever they put in front of me, I know I will beat that person.
Agbeko's ambitions may be lofty, especially for a man who many believe is past his prime. But like George Foreman did in 1994, winning a heavyweight title at 45, the King Kong believes he can too and will be taking a great deal of inspiration from the Foreman story. This is Lau Fosulabi in Accra.